106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome to Assiniboia Park Summer Entertainment Series presented by Casinos of Winnipeg.
You got money? Lose it.
My name is
now
the
I can
Real
use
Debaters
that joke.
Podcast, and tonight we welcome you at Movies at the Park.
I'm just happy I get to use that joke now.
What joke?
I was going to say it on stage, but we looked at each other and decided no. When I was going to read, brought to you by Casinos of Winnipeg. Got some money? Fucking lose it.
Looking for a loan? Casinos of Winnipeg.
When they sent me the email today to do this, they were like, just remember, family friendly words.
So no,
listener, I have a tendency to mouth off in public.
He's got
to
go get it.
Say the wrong words. I got to go get my notes.
I'm a bad influence. On
you got to put something heavy on there, Mike.
Mike, can we just talk about how funny it was that the sound engineer was very confused?
Oh, yes. Super confused.
Yeah.
Why do you guys need a mic?
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
And Mike's like, lady, come on, hurry.
So yeah, listener, you should know. First of all, obviously, we're outside in the world. We're at Movies at the Park again, which is one of our new favorite yearly traditions.
Yep.
And in the background is Despicable Me. We're going to be talking about Despicable Me. So if you want to put Despicable Me 4 actually on while you watch this,
that'd be a bizarre thing to do.
It would be, but I mean,
we're going to try and guess what happened in Despicable Me 1 through 3.
1 through 3.
Yeah. So we know what's happening.
Do you know? I do remember one.
I told Jimmy
one,
he gets the kids.
Yeah.
He steals them.
One I'm good with.
Yeah.
You did say it like that.
And then I think in the second one, he finds a wife.
My wife.
He takes her.
He takes her too. It's
yeah.
Kristen Wiig, I think. He takes her.
It is Kristen Wiig.
And then, oh, I did see the third one because Trey Parker is the villain. He does the voice, and I think he helped co-write
really?
It. Should, yeah, it's really raunchy. Mr. Hankey shows up.
Should we tell listener what just happened though on stage? Like the whole thing is.
Oh yeah,
we come here to host, and we were given our copy, and we were going to go up, we were going to do it, and think we were really cool because that's what nerds do. And we got up there, and I was like, can I have the microphone? And she looked at me like I was asking for cancer.
But she gave it to you.
But she gave it to me anyway.
Which is insane.
Yeah, right, because there's no security or anything.
No,
like, this should be a crazy person.
She made a choice.
Anybody.
She was like, let's just give him the mic.
Let's
this
see.
Crazy man will say what he wants, and then he'll leave.
Yeah. And she's like, so you want to say a thing? And I was like, well, we're going to say this thing. And she's like, and then you guys are like, well, no, that's what's playing. And
she said, she's like, but it's playing, and then I'm going to play the movie right after. And then I was like, wait. And then me and Jimmy listened for a bit. I'm like, oh, it's automated. Oh, I see. That's why she's like, what is Mike doing?
I don't think they need us anymore.
I think it would have been great if you came out right when she made the movie start. And you're like, hey, kids, do you like movies?
Here's one.
Yeah.
Right now.
We made this one.
So funny.
We'll talk over it.
But yeah, so Movies at the Park, Despicable Me 4 is on in the background.
Off to a great
just
start.
Started.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've all seen one. Did we enjoy it?
Didn't see
one. Yeah, it was fun.
You didn't see one?
No, I've never seen
it. Really?
I saw it when it came out. It was fun. Yeah.
You know what it was?
It grew.
It's the animation style that I always appreciate.
Say character
I said the
names.
Same I said the same thing about Puss in Boots. Like, did we come to a conclusion this is DreamWorks or this is Universal?
I didn't see the opening.
We didn't see the opening.
I mean, we have phones.
We were so frazzled.
Let's see here.
Okay, Charles has got his phone out for this.
Or is it the Animaniacs, I think, producer?
I love the over-the-top big heads that everybody has in these. Like, long head, big head, round head, short head, big nose. It's all comical proportions. It's comical proportions.
Everybody looks like Kingpin in the Spider-Verse.
That's the point I'm trying to make. Yeah.
Just not right. And no one talks about it because he'll beat you to death.
And I mean, I think this is Steve Carell's first crack at voice acting.
Steve Carell.
Carell. Was it Carell?
Oh, it's Illumination.
Illumination.
Which I believe. Who owns that?
Yeah.
Nick? No.
Is it Paramount?
Is it Paramount.
Oh, it is DreamWorks. It's DreamWorks.
It's DreamWorks.
DreamWorks
okay.
And Illumination owned by the same company. DreamWorks is owned by NBC Universal, and Illumination is owned by just Universal.
Okay, we didn't. Yeah, we knew, but we didn't know.
Yeah.
I met a guy at DreamWorks.
It sounds like a gay bar.
It's... what I love about this, but it is what we said before, which is this is, I think, their only real animation empire. So they're just making shit. They're making a universe out of it so they can compete, I guess, with Disney. I don't know.
From what I can see happening here, I'm pretty sure this is a new bad guy at a bad guy convention. This is my guess.
Which is cool.
It's Gru, right? That's Carell's character.
Yeah.
So this is like that SNL sketch with The Rock.
Yeah.
Where he's showing
his new
super invention.
I made a robot that
molests
children.
Yeah, exactly.
That is.
This guy knows what I'm talking about. No, I don't.
I made
a
freeze ray.
That is the best sketch on SNL.
It's so good. It's so good.
And he's so casual about it. And that is the most evil thing.
You told me
he
to
did
make
it.
The
did
worst robot.
It.
Why am I not winning? I made the worst robot.
How did you make it? Well, see, I spent years molesting it.
That's how it learns,
I had to
Jimmy.
I had to train it.
You guys think ChatGPT just listens to your secrets? Well,
I do too.
So, okay, a couple quick facts. Origins of the director. Sergio Pablo's pitched a villain-turned-heartwarming protagonist leading
to
First one. Collaboration with Illumination's Chris Meledandri and the hiring of directors Pierre Coffin and Chris Renaud. That's a big team to make an animated movie.
Is this their story? Is that what the Despicable Me movies are? It's their story?
Yeah. And I can tell you that it came from Coffin and Renaud and Eric Gillion with the Minions. They created the Minions.
Interesting.
But the rest of them created the story.
It's very, it's very artistic, I guess.
So now they're going to kill him?
I mean, this
he is a ray gun for everything.
Yeah.
He's got a smell gun. He's got a grow gun. He's kind of like Inspector Gadget, but they're not in him.
He's got a handgun.
He just makes them.
They're on the outside.
They're on the outside, yes.
Well, and I mean, okay, so the heartwarming protagonist thing is, well, antagonist, I would say, but he's become the protagonist.
Where are the kids? Wasn't that the whole thing? Is he adopted these kids? Where are they?
Well, I don't know.
I guess the Minions are his kids now.
If we had watched one... 2 and 3, we might understand what the fuck. This is why we need Emily here. When Emily was looking out of town this
week,
she's
like, I've seen these all. Here's how they go. Here's what you need to know.
Exactly.
Now I know nothing.
Jimmy, did you not watch this because you don't have kids, you think?
I was just 19 and really didn't have a reason to watch these.
Whoa, that was a long cold open.
And that's the fourth
one. Cold open, Charles.
That's nuts.
Hot open.
I don't even know what the story is.
I hope they do
a callback. That's how blind I came into this.
I hope they do a callback to it.
What would a hot open be?
I don't know what a hot open is.
Well, I can show you.
Stephen Colbert does a voice, and Chloe Fineman does the voice of his wife, and they never met while they were recording the voices because he had her on the show as a guest, and they talked about that, how it's weird that they are voicing a couple in a movie, but they
never.
This is the first time they're meeting
each
other in
person.
Sorry,
you said that was Chloe Fineman?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, she's a Scientologist?
Carol.
Like pretty high up too.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Chloe Fineman?
But she's like, what?
Yeah, like her folks are high up in the church.
Oh no. Is she allowed to make be in SNL? That's
well, see, they like that she does that because you know,
it's making it hip.
It's like the rest of the That 70 Show cast trying to get Topher Grace into Scientology.
Oh yeah, that's what happened there.
Yeah, that was the thing.
That's why I didn't hang out with them.
They go out and be like, he doesn't hang out with us, and it's because you're all fucking weird.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, what's funny now is, and he's killing it still.
He's the only one still doing it.
Yeah.
Wilmer was on NCIS.
I was gonna say, Wilmer was
also a predator now.
Well, remember, he dated Lindsay Lohan on That 70s Show, and I think she was 17.
Mila Kunis, you mean? You said Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
No, Lindsay Lohan guest starred in an episode.
Really?
Yeah, and then they dated for a bit because of that episode.
I don't remember that.
And then everyone was like, she's 17, and he was like, at least 25 or something. Yeah.
Yeek.
You guys want to play a game related to this movie?
Sure.
We probably should, yeah.
Okay. Who plays Dwight?
We'll start with this. So the characters, the Minions, were their inspirations for the movie. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 inspirations.
The kids.
Oh, so we have Oompa to. Loompas. You want us to guess?
I would like you to guess what the 5 inspirations for the Oompa Loompa or the Minions.
Well, Oompa Loompas
is one.
Fuck.
Yeah,
I fucked that up. Okay.
Okay, we got one.
So we got Oompa Loompas.
Yeah.
The Munchkins. From Wizard of Oz.
Actually, no.
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 All
dwarfs
right.
In general.
There's two There's two fictional characters and two real.
Gimli.
Two
Gimli
real
from
actors.
Lord of the Rings.
No.
Dwarfs from Snow White.
Listen again.
I feel like you're just making us name little people.
I'm trying to track.
Warwick Davis.
Wee Man.
So no.
Wee Man.
No.
Vern Troyer.
Inspired, not based on.
Oh, I like
Mini
Vern Troyer.
No.
Mini me.
This is hard, Mike.
Think of another small character in a galaxy far, far away.
Rocket.
Oh,
Raccoon.
R2-D2.
Think
Yoda.
Less. Robot.
Yoda.
Guys, it's low-hanging fruit at this point.
Oh, my
Luke.
God.
Jawas.
Jawas. Come on.
I love how you're like, that's low-hanging fruit.
We didn't say Ewoks.
Say Star Wars.
Hold on. Are Ewoks on that list?
No. Now.
So why are Jawas been on
Ewoks?
Wouldn't
Ewoks make more sense? Oh, because Jawas have their own language, I guess.
So do Ewoks.
Yeah, they just yell.
Okay. Now, who are the two actors you think it's based on?
Luke.
No, actors, not characters.
What do you, so the Minions are based on two actors?
Two actors and two fictional characters.
Michael Winslow, because of all the voices and stuff.
No.
Mm.
Go black and white.
Like
that's racist.
Yeah, physical actors. Real
Abbott
human
Costello?
Actors. No.
Alfred Hitchcock.
No.
I think mine was a good guess.
It was good.
Yeah. No. Still black
like
and
Charlie
white.
Charlie Chaplin?
Yes, is one of them.
Okay.
Now you're getting close. Think who else like Charlie Chaplin?
Oh.
Sorry, listener. This should not
Stooges?
Take this long. No.
Really?
The.
Tell me it? The Stooges don't make sense here.
You're not wrong. You're just not right.
Three very small
Elvis
men.
And Costello?
No. One
That's
guy.
What I said.
One guy.
One gay.
One gay. So one
Elvis
gay.
Costello.
Elvis Presley.
Charlie Chaplin and
Jamie Lee Presley.
Oh. Who's Charlie Chaplin adjacent?
Jennifer Jason
Orson Welles.
No. Get in.
This
think,
is hard.
Think stunts, guys. Think stunts.
Oh,
stunts.
Jackie Chan.
No. Oh. Black and white.
Oh.
Buster fucking Keaton.
Oh, Buster Keaton. Yeah.
So two guys who are very
Buster
like
Bluth.
body comedy.
Okay.
And then two little.
And DeVito's not in there at all?
DeVito's not in there at all. The Penguin is not in there.
Buster Keaton, I just met her.
I love it.
I hope Michael Keaton uses that all the time. Buster Keaton,
I just met her.
Charles, here's your kids. Charles, your kids are on screen. There they are. You adopted them.
See?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so they're still there and they're still kids. So they didn't grow in any of the movies.
But he's also a supervillain?
He's not, though. He's the good guy.
Yeah.
Now. He's like a good villain.
He was a bad guy.
He's mischievous more than anything.
God, look at how cute she is.
Yeah, she
that's
was really
sweet. Gru,
she was
right?
Really,
no, that's
no,
not
Gru's
Gru.
The.
Gru's the bad guy. Drew?
The
is that Drew?
Is no. he their uncle?
Yes.
Boo Boo?
No, you're thinking of fucking Monsters, Inc.
I think you're just making
you're thinking
up
of
names.
Boo.
I am. I took it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're thinking of Boo.
I mean, Pixar, Illumination, DreamWorks.
Illumination!
but they do have their own small child.
Yeah. Him and Kristen Wiig then had their own little baby. Then.
That's messed up.
Charles,
do
you have your phone on you?
Yeah.
Can you pull up the voice cast of this one so we know who we should listen for? Or guess?
There's a Scientologist in it.
Okay, yep. Chloe Fineman.
Stephen Colbert, apparently they're his neighbors. That's what they do the
voice
of.
This might be them.
Kristen Wiig is the voice of the wife, I believe. Like if they're
Hang
using
on, I
the
think this is Colbert and Fineman on screen right now.
Let's see. Apparently her voice is really weird.
Fineman's?
Yeah.
Fineman.
Yeah,
they're in the carpool lane right now.
So yeah, Kristen Wiig is the wife.
Oh, there they are, guys. Look, it's a whole bus full of Minions.
Oh no. Will Ferrell is the voice of Maxine.
Steve Coogan's in this.
Steve Coogan's
Sophia
in this.
Sophia Vergara is in this. Valentina.
Wow. Okay, all right. So we know
Miranda Cosgrove is Margot. Steve Coogan is in this.
We know Fineman.
Stephen Colbert, Chloe Fineman
is doing a voice, right? You guys said she's doing a voice.
She is. She's.
But
Patsy.
Jimmy, you've brought this up before.
What happened to voice actors?
What happened to voice actors instead of just famous voices?
Because the kids aren't going to see this because of the famous voice, and that's not
like
I'm not going to go see this because Chloe Fineman's.
You mean
I'm not going to go see this because I like Steve Coogan, but I'm not going to go see this because Steve Coogan's doing a voice.
Yeah,
well, we will, but our kids will.
No, we won't. It's not a real thing, so I don't know why they aren't just giving voice actors jobs.
I don't know.
Is that too hard?
I think they still think there's bank money. In,
what the hell is Phil Lamar supposed to do now?
Well, he's still he's basically still doing Adult Swim. Everything
Thank God.
Adult Swim.
But that's what I mean.
No, but I know what you mean, and it's also funny because that's kind of happening in video games too. Like a lot of celebrities are now doing big voices of characters, and before it was like
that was
all these actors' bread and butter was just doing all of that. You know what I mean?
You know who I think did this? I think Studio Ghibli is to blame. Studio Ghibli started casting actors.
Call of Duty
as the
was
voices. Sure, too. Video games are also
Call
but,
of Duty was like a big one.
Video games. As much as they're huge, they are a niche market to video gamers.
I guess no. Grand Theft Auto Vice City had Ray Liotta do the voice of their.
But
they
that's
had,
perfect.
Yeah, it's
but
true.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Like doing those things.
And you get one.
Yeah.
You get one celebrity.
Yeah,
just
that's true. Not
it.
The whole thing. Yeah,
but
yeah,
do
yeah.
we hold animation to a higher standard and go, all right, it's animation, it's really insane, so I want a voice versus something like Studio Ghibli or any other animation house that's making adult animation.
We talked to Darren Frost.
We did.
How do you think he would feel?
That's true.
Oh, that guy is a voice actor. We talked to a guy who said that, like, on average, he's, like, he ingests more cough medicine, more lozenges, like like the,
especially when that's what you do, right?
A lot of tea. Like,
A lot of tea, a lot of throat therapy. Well,
did you guys see
Don't get dirty.
Speaking of the voice thing and celebrity name, did you see what happened with iRobot, Alan Turing?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my point.
So that's a very interesting one because he tested better than Smith. They were like, you can't be on the press or anything now. So,
as a voice.
Right, but now if that was the case, he would probably be in the front and center because they're just
like,
putting
celebrities. This is who you want.
Yeah, they're putting celebrities doing voices.
Doesn't
everything.
That tell you that that's the
so
era?
So funny. But he did the mocap, too.
Yeah, he did everything.
So it's not
but
like
they
he
were
just
like,
provided the voice.
You
he did the mocap. He's that
He
character.
Was that character. But
you
they're
know
like,
what I mean?
You can't be. They took his name out of like his name isn't even in the cast. It's
like
only
no
in
mo-cap
the list.
No, Steve Carell's not getting in a suit. Carell getting
in a suit. There's an NBA player that dresses up like Gru for
commercials. Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
These are the neighbors. I think this is
Steve Carell. No. No.
You don't think that's Conan?
No, that's not Chloe? That's not Stephen Colbert. No.
We have no idea what's going on.
This is Kristen Wiig's character.
Okay.
That's his wife.
We really had no
I think
chance.
This is a principal of a school or something.
We had no
that's
chance.
Gru's wife?
That's Gru's wife.
Gru got man, a lot happened in
Gru
two
got
movies.
Married in the second one.
Okay. Then he had kids in the third one because didn't
I
he adopt
think
these
yes,
kids?
Yes.
He had
so
his own
the,
kids.
So in the third one he had a real baby of his own. He had a Gru baby. And then the fourth one
it's
is
really
about
insensitive, man.
Those kids are now I think they're getting deported because they're foreign. I think this is about ICE.
I see.
Is Dean Cain in this?
Yeah. Yeah, no, he shows up.
Not only the worst
he's
Superman,
bizarro.
But the worst person out of them all.
But you know what's funny? He's living Bizarro Superman now.
Yeah.
It's
well,
weird.
You know what? Bizarro wouldn't fucking deport people for no reason.
I deport me.
What?
And he leaves.
What kids movie do you guys like that even though you're somewhat adult, we're all somewhat adults now, we're adult impersonating. What kids movie?
But like made for kids, you
made
mean?
For kids that you like as an adult. What do you?
I don't know if this one was a kids movie because the more I watch, the more I'm like, this is kind of inappropriate. But Who Framed Roger Rabbit was
it's beautiful.
It's still one of my favorite. But I don't know if that's like a full animated.
I
know what you're saying. Style kids movie.
Yeah.
It's gonna be violent. Things are gonna. Die.
Yeah.
I'm talking like the Secrets of Nymph. No, I'm just kidding.
I can tell you mine.
What's yours?
Kind of does the same thing yours does where it splits both worlds, but Pagemaster.
Oh, man, with Macaulay. With Macaulay?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Dude,
yeah,
it's fantastic.
It's great. It's a really, it's meant for kids. Like, kids should
Why
watch that.
Why didn't that animation/reality style stick longer?
Well, and what was neat with that is it was like Fantasia meets live action was
right?
kind of like Pagemaster. It was very Disney animation
right.
when he goes into it. It was really good. Yeah,
it did look like Fantasia.
It did. It was like Fantasia-esque. It was very neat. That's a deep cut. Christopher Lloyd, that's a deep cut.
Fantastic.
I love
Fantasia.
That movie. When I was a kid, I had the VHS and watched it all the time.
Yeah. That was a good one.
But I can't find it anywhere now. But now that we, you know.
I bet you the old Alexa's got it.
I've got a tie between either Fern Gully.
One was good, but it scared me a lot, that one.
All those movies, it's an 80s, 90s thing.
Yeah.
The kids' movies can scare
or
the girls.
Or Land Before Time.
Yeah.
Another great one. Those are great.
Zoe and I watched that last month, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she cry?
Yeah, it's one of her favorites.
Ooh, Fox and the Hound was one of my
right?
favorites.
There you go, there
and
you
it
go.
Was so funny because it made me sad every time. But yeah.
I like the end
it.
Of that one where they're just like, hey, you're different. Maybe don't hang out.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay.
All right.
But I mean, they're
diversity.
It's almost like these kinds of movies are like, how far can we go with the adult joke before we get slapped with a PG rating?
Well, the thing, what you do, I don't know, South Park does this, but you write the worst possible joke you can think of.
Okay.
And then the next joke you write seems pretty tame in comparison.
Yeah, that's the smart thing to do. That's actually the smart thing to do.
And it works.
Yeah, it does.
By proxy.
Exactly.
Being so close to each other. Yeah, okay.
Like, oh, okay, well that, you know, maybe that Holocaust joke wasn't the best thing in the world, but this poop joke is fantastic.
Oh my God, that's a great point. That's so good.
Jimmy, if I asked you to lean forward and grab me some water, would you be able to lean forward and
how did
grab
I not,
me some water?
Sorry, how did I not think of this? My other two, I would say the two animated movies that, like, I destroyed the VHS tape from keep playing was Hercules, Disney Hercules. Obsessed with
Hercules.
And Space Jam. Space Jam I was definitely
Everybody
obsessed
get up.
With.
It's time to jam now.
Space Jam is the reason why I was like, Michael Jordan's the greatest player ever. I don't watch...
Yeah, funny
play.
How he didn't
But
know
he did Space Jam, and I was like, he's the best player ever.
Yeah, you never really saw
he's
him bullying Bugs on the court.
No.
He's not
or
a
punching
bad
Daffy.
Guy. He's just a gambler. Just a
Do
degenerate
we,
gambler.
I don't think
he
we talked about
dick.
This before. Like,
he
this
is, eh? Too bad.
we all had a piece of, well, we've either seen it now, so we know the difference, but like hand-drawn cell style animation.
Yeah.
Versus this, because this is now this is 2024. This is the future of animation.
Right? What's annoying is you can't get AI to draw for you, but the way they're doing all these, it's like, how do I know this is a team or even a person, or how much of this is AI? Yeah, like how much of this is AI? How much of this is a guy, or sorry, a team or a person doing it?
The 13,000 people in the credits take care of that for you.
Yeah, but if you look, half of those people, if you look them up, they're all dead. They died like 40 years ago.
They killed them before the movie released. Yeah, so they don't have to pay them.
That's right.
Yeah, I
those votes shouldn't count. They're all dead.
You got to admit, the Minions are fucking awesome. No,
they're great. I follow one of the voice actresses that does them, and it shows how they make them create. It's pretty hilarious. It's Spanish.
Is it?
It is. It is Spanish.
Like backwards Spanish?
No. It's just them speaking in a very ridiculous tone, and they auto-tune it a little bit, but it's literally Spanish gibberish. It's the equivalent of us being like, orange, sky, blue, blah, and just like saying English words, but if someone didn't understand, they'd be like, well, that's funny. That's literally what it is. It's so funny.
Is there a cuter character than a minion? Like a universal character, right? Is there any other thing that comes to mind? I'm sure it'll be a way Homer, but like...
An Oompa Loompa? Yeah, are they cute? No.
Yeah.
No. Hugh Grant's was
no,
cute.
No, they're not.
Hugh Grant's was controversial.
A monstrosity.
Hugh Grant's was a great.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's actually really good. I was really impressed.
Oompa Loompas, Minions. What else?
Ewoks.
Ewoks.
Oh, I'd say Ewoks are more.
Are we just doing this list again?
Yeah. R2-D2. No, I'd say Ewoks are cuter than Minions.
Yeah, by
Ewoks
a mile.
Are like giant Shih Tzus.
And they can kill.
Yeah, they have little spears.
But they make the almost... okay, so if this is Spanish, they're probably speaking German.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Ewoks?
Like, they make such a cute noise, too.
Ask Warwick.
Warwick, what accent did you want to give this character?
He's the OG Ewok. I think
Willow
it's pretty cute seeing the minion.
Do you want to know what
Val
I can tell
Kilmer
you? I can tell you that I didn't go to McDonald's to buy a Happy Meal toy until the Minions came to McDonald's.
Why?
That was your first Happy Meal
no,
ever?
No, I had a childhood.
He's a liar.
I had a childhood.
His mom bought, he was the only child.
I didn't watch Simpsons. I wasn't allowed Happy Meals.
I was in a dungeon. did you see Room? That was my life.
Oh, my God. Wow. Roll him in a carpet.
But he had great toys. He had the Sonic handheld.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's
the power glove.
Mike might not have had all the toys, but he didn't have to share them with anybody.
I did.
That's right.
Right? Bastard.
But
I think this is Colbert.
Shit, what was my point?
This is Stephen Colbert?
Okay.
Yeah, this is Stephen Colbert.
100%.
Oh, yeah, there's that 100%. Voice. Yeah. So Chloe Fineman said the reason why she chose the voice she did
because Scientology said so.
All they did was show her a picture of what he looked like, what her husband looked like. And she's like, hey, well, what I saw was like a posh, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I think she does like a Southern Belle accent for it. And again, and again, so they don't give them direction, I guess.
Papper now.
Or he didn't record his. But they didn't tell either of them that that's how it was going to sound. So she's like, Stephen Colbert sounds like Stephen Colbert, and then there's me, and it's just like, yeah, like a Southern Belle, like, oh, hi there. And it's so funny with hearing them talk about it.
So this is the kids getting in the car. Where is
you know,
she?
I thought this was The Incredibles. I was like, is this the one that can turn invisible?
I wish.
Is this the one that runs?
At least I'd know what's happening.
Well, can you, Jimmy, can you give me your best Gru?
No,
come on.
We talked. We're not doing accents on the show.
But this is an okay accent.
I'm allowed to do my Chet Hanks accent, and that's it.
Oh my God, that's great.
You can't walk around saying bumbleplot.
I can. I can, and
Chet's
I do.
Taking
and I say,
this is my Chet
Hanks.
He's taking the word back. Yeah,
thank you.
Back.
Zoe says I can't too, but you know, I've been told I can't my whole life. I've never let that stop.
Hang on.
How's that any different than oppressing the others?
Thank you.
Oh my God, Chet.
You don't have to do Steve Carell. You just have to do the accent. Come on, Charles.
I'm trying. Let me listen to
this. Yeah, okay. Listener, we're getting into character.
Is he wearing a Lacoste shirt?
Because he's like an obnoxious, like.
Well, he's trying to fit in.
I like his car, though.
This is how much I know about the movie. It looks like he's trying to fit in. Okay, all right.
But they liked him more of his suit.
Okay, I got it.
Honey, you got this.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like
almost Borat, but it's not.
It's like
it's Borat.
It's making fun of like Borat and an Italian in the same.
It's Steve Carell doing Borat.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Well, and you know what? You brought up a funny point is because they're not voice actors, what made him go there? Like, what made him pick? You know what I mean?
Because
at least Alan Tudyk usually always has an idea of like why I chose this dialect, why I chose him to speak like this.
Do you think
like, why did you choose to go Tommy Wiseau?
Yeah. I'm from New Orleans.
I didn't kill her. I did not.
Oh, hi, Mark. We've met Mark, if you want to go back. And
oh, my God.
We didn't have him on the show, but my God, we've met him.
Yeah. We got to introduce more of that show than we did
too.
This show.
That's true. Actually, that is true. They threw spoons at us.
Yep. That's their thing.
I love the beginning of this night. We walk up to host the night. We've got a speech. We've got copy. We're about to do it. And they just press play.
But the best was that
why'd they tell us to come?
Mike, you prove that confidence will get you anything anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Because what you did was
she
incredible.
She gave you the mic.
She gave you the
mic. You had no credentials.
But you know what made me look more into it was the look on her face. She was like, what is going on? What is going on? And then I could hear her, and I'm like, they're definitely saying
guys,
what we're supposed to say. Oh, fuck, that was funny.
Could I be a cult leader?
I think
well,
like I just walked up and took. Like,
I wish we let
what
you
I think
go.
You're telling me.
I wish we let you go.
You're
I would have been
just
so
white
funny.
Enough to do it, Mike.
The movie's starting, and you're like, hey, kids. You guys like to party?
I wouldn't have gone out there.
I like to party.
I would have just let him go.
I would have been like, sorry, kids, he's drunk and high on drugs, and
it's
we're going to get him out of here.
Like, that makes me feel very happy that any random person could have went back there, grabbed a mic, and just said whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
Well, it is. Like you said, like it's the
confidence. You just seemed so confident.
Yeah.
Confidence will get you anywhere, man. It'll get you anywhere.
It worked.
If you were dressed as a cop, Lord knows what could have happened. You could have put on any movie you wanted to.
I'd have put on Cops.
Yeah.
No,
and it'd been like Thin Blue Line.
You kids want to know what they were like when we were growing up?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you stories. It's one time on a stakeout.
My favorite thing on Cops is whenever every criminal, no matter what they're catching them doing, it's always the same. I got warrants. I'm like, how does that? What do you?
They know
many,
that.
How does
that's
that
why
work?
They, like, they,
how does that work? Warrants. Is that like a wanted poster?
Not on the same note, but Mike, I was watching these Doctor Reacts to the Pit videos because
okay.
I wanted to see how accurate it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
And he does the first episode and he's like, yeah, this is the most accurate medical show I've ever seen. And then he continues to do the rest of the series.
Wow.
I was like, holy shit, this is fantastic. And there's like little things, like, you know,
I
want to
watch
drama
this.
So
I'm glad
moments.
You brought this up.
Did they say this about Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah, they did the Grey's Anatomy one too, but I haven't watched
they're
that
like
one.
Patrick
oh, they're
Patrick Dempsey is
like,
a doctor.
Probably like, this makes me want to quit the profession.
But he's like, this is the most accurate thing that they've ever made.
The minions seem to have gone into a machine, and one is the thing.
They're growing.
Oh, they're doing like the Fantastic Four.
Ads.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry kind
I
of thing.
I remember these
you
ads.
You remember
now.
These ads?
So
yes,
one's a cone head.
But
so
he can fly.
They one's
wow, one's big.
Stretch.
They look like
Fantastic Four.
What is it from... What is it from, you mentioned it earlier, Space Jam. The Monstars.
Oh, the Monstars.
And now we're at Little Kicks getting shoes.
Oh, that's cute.
This is adorable.
Like, Boo is getting her black belt.
Is Boo the cutest baby in Disney history? Or
I'd
animation
say so.
History? Sorry.
I'd say so. Boo's pretty cute.
Yeah.
So is Grogu. Grogu's pretty cute.
And who is it from Monsters, Inc.?
That's Boo.
Yeah,
that's
shit, I thought this was Boo.
I know. So I was making fun of you.
You freak.
Fuck you.
This one is Carell. Or Carol. One's Carol.
Where's Pharrell?
Pharrell.
Is he just doing the soundtrack?
Who's doing this voice? Show respect
for your sensei. That sounds like Steve Coogan.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No, it is not.
He went method. Let's see. Yo, Moskovich. This reminds me of what's his face when they do the dojo scene in Napoleon.
Bow to your sensei. Bow to your sensei.
Bow to your sensei. Grab my hand. Grab my other hand.
That was a really good. That was a damn good Diedrich Baker impression.
Oswald.
Nice job, man.
You know what I'd do with $1 million?
Bow to your sensei.
Two chicks at the same time.
Does anyone ever come to your work and say that they've got a case of the Mondays? No, man.
Good.
Why is it that every time there's a ginger on screen right now, listeners? Yep. So sorry to gingers, but I've never seen a cool looking ginger. Like
I have.
Really? Who?
Amy Adams is pretty cool looking.
I meant in anime. They always make the ginger the kid you want to kick.
In anime. Like
in anime.
Animation.
Adam Eve is pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You got him.
All right.
You got him.
I take back my comment.
He's right.
There's one cool redheaded animated character.
He found it quick.
Another.
You don't get to say there's just one. He found that fast.
There's
all right.
Find
me too.
There's gonna be another one.
Chucky Finster. From Rugrats.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think what's his face isn't Kyle actually a ginger in South Park? That was the big reveal.
He is.
Yeah, when he took off his He's pretty cool looking.
He's a day walker.
He's a day walker.
Do you know what isn't done enough? I'm watching this right now, and after everybody we're talking about, I'm thinking, you know how they do like a live reading, right? They'll reread the script together, table read and all that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to see more animated movies where the actors do a table read, but then get like really, like you see them, you just don't see a recording session where they're in it. Like you actually get to experience a table read of an animated movie. Because that, I mean, you can do whatever you want when you're acting a real feature, but
I'm sure the
you gotta be Gru and or Boo or who?
Gru Boo.
Let's just let him go.
I feel like in the early days, like Disney definitely would let some, like if I remember correctly, I think for the first Toy Story they did let Tom Hanks and Tim Allen record together.
Yeah, like back in the day when they used to do that. Now it's like
they should do that though. Like they should actually.
It just feels like you're saying with Feynman and Colbert.
Yeah, right. Like
they didn't have a back and forth. Like, and you have a rapport.
And when they do movies, even like say they were doing like a new Who Framed Roger Rabbit, it would be an actor talking to a tennis ball and a stick. So why is that okay? But having two people in the same sound booth, they're like, no,
right?
We don't do that,
guys.
That's cool.
The kids got lice.
Don't we all?
Oh, that's a real thing, eh? Oh, my God.
Don't we all?
And it's like alien lice.
Oh, is that MJ? Like Michael Jackson?
Is that Michael Jackson?
He's like, do kids need to know about them?
Like, something is growing off this character's head. It's pink.
Oh,
and
nice.
And it's foaming, and it's on fire.
Oh, is that supposed to be, like, dye? Like, she just...
I don't know.
Oh, this is neat.
Okay, question.
I like Kristen Wiig and Steve Carell being paired together. That's great.
Were they in a room together? When they recorded this?
I bet maybe. You they probably weren't.
Not.
They weren't. Especially if they know the characters already. They're like, you know,
well,
Carell, this is your fourth time. Just read it like you do.
Just read it into this recorder and send it in.
Yeah.
Do we think a live-action version of Despicable Me could fly? Like, Disney's doing it.
That's The Office.
But nobody else is doing it.
That's The Office.
I don't know.
No, I see what you're saying. I hope to God no.
No one else is doing it except Disney.
I hope no other studios are out there being like, hey... Let's look at our animated and make live. Like, don't do that.
You got to ask yourself, why, though? Like, is it money or is it...
I think it's... you know what it is? I think Disney has... They don't have to work for it. Do you know what I mean? Like, making a live-action Lilo and Stitch. Making a live-action... They should do a live-action Toy Story. That would just be a horror movie.
That would be.
Yeah.
Can you imagine
Sid
Woody coming
wrong.
Out of the closet
yes,
for the first time?
Sid is actually...
Sid was playing with his toys. You're allowed to do these things.
Yeah.
You're allowed to
he
make
monstrosities. He created too many weird Barbies, though. He was making, like, demonic Barbies.
What's the problem with that?
I don't know, because they have feelings.
Those toys were happy when they killed him.
That's true.
They were very happy.
We should see that scene. Just to actually, they actually murder
him.
Because
they ruined his life.
Yeah.
Well, like, he's insane now.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's a good point.
And they never talk about it in any of the other Toy Story movies. You never see Sid again.
They should have one piece of dialogue in the fifth. Who was that kid who lived by Annie, the one that killed himself? Oh, right.
I'm trying to remember which one you're talking about, but I've only seen one.
Sid's
well,
in the first one.
Yeah,
Sid's
I only
one.
Watched the first animated
but they
movie.
But they never talk about Sid again.
They don't
really?
Bring Sid up ever again.
I don't. I watched it once,
and they're
guys.
Coming out with a new one.
I watched it because someone called me out for not watching it, and
Toy
I don't
Story
think I watched
3,
it
a great movie.
Toy Story 3 ended it so beautifully. Everything after
and then there's Toy Story 4.
Just a joke. Yeah. No, Toy Story 1, 2, and 3 are fucking awesome. Those are great.
2
movies.
Might be the best out
I
of the
so.
Three.
I think so. Woody's round.
I think a live action Despicable Me would play.
You think so?
Because it's in a whole.
But the nose would be too offensive.
Would it be?
They'd have to get rid of it.
Would it be too phallic?
I don't know. That's yeah, see, look, even he's talking about it.
But he had a fake nose. Why did he have a fake nose over the real nose?
For
him and
for the giggles.
Steve Carell and Zach Galifianakis have a really good Between Two Ferns episode, and they talk about his nose.
Between Two Ferns?
I just don't think that would work. Maybe in like
I don't think the world
years.
Needs it. I don't think the world needs it.
I'm not.
Wouldn't
I mean,
it just
what do
be
I know?
Elon Musk? It would just be his biopic, basically.
So
the SpaceX
hold on.
Race.
Is this one new? Like, when did this movie come out?
Well,
last year?
I feel like
I've got a whole thing.
Let's see.
Do you know that development for it began in 2017?
Do you?
Oh my god!
And it came out in 2024.
That's how long these movies take. That's a waste of time.
Like I didn't realize how long they'd been
2024.
Around for, but 2024 is
really.
Yeah,
I feel like I saw the trailer for it like 5 years ago.
You probably did when they first started working on it.
You want to know what it opened to?
What?
110 to 120 million.
Jeez.
What was its competition?
Is that good for them?
They don't say. But
it's got to be.
Here's what's interesting.
That's a
Renault,
lot of
right?
Money,
right? The guy
that's
I mentioned
stupid.
Earlier.
But it had to cost more to make.
Well, if they started working it since 2017, oh my god.
Here, check this out. So Chris Renault, the original guy involved.
They said Chris Nolan.
No, not. It's a whole different movie.
Christopher Nolan.
This Renault is a layer of
inception. Renault likened the franchise models to James Bond, rotating villains, and The Simpsons' timeless episodic charm, keeping Gru's kids ageless,
oh, yeah,
but hinting at future possibilities. So that's why the kids never age.
I mean, it makes sense. Bart's been the same age for 30-something years.
Yeah, it's the bit. It's not the story.
I'll wash myself with a rag on a stick.
They'll take flash photography.
Oh. I think I know what you... Jimmy, when you said you saw that scene as an ad, they did say that the film also featured trailers blending Guns N' Roses and Hall & Oates with eye-catching visuals. Do you remember a Hall & Oates Minions-themed commercial?
No, I just remember the Super Minions.
I feel like Hall & Oates would have been pissed.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. It's Minions. It's not like Trump.
Okay, so when did Infinity War come out?
2019.
No, yeah, we're not.
Because WandaVision was 2020. And WandaVision was the first thing after Endgame.
I think he's right.
And Infinity
Wars. Because I watched WandaVision in the apartment. I remember that.
I just feel
vividly.
Like I remember them trying to capitalize off of the big superhero boom.
I wouldn't be surprised if... Yeah. Or that's how they sold the Happy Meal was like.
With the super minions.
But why is... Okay, all right, this is obviously...
Like, I know the whole thing is super villain, superhero, whatever.
Is it, though?
Well, it's not Megamind, but...
No, but...
Oh, my God, Infinity War was 2018, Endgame was 2019.
See, and then the development starts for this. I just swear I saw marketing for the super minions earlier than last year.
Well, yeah, you would have. You would have seen it in 2023.
I feel like they will
have... Like, if they made a popcorn bucket for Despicable Me 4, it'll outlast the Fast X. Like, they'll still be selling it 10 years later.
If the next movie we go see and they have those Fast X buckets,
we should all get them.
One.
We should all get
them. We all got to get one.
Someone will cry. They'll be like, we haven't sold these in years.
That's so annoying.
I'm down to buy
them. I was at my barber shop. I was at Woody's on Academy. And Woody had a fucking Fast X popcorn bucket. And
oh,
I
my God.
So hard.
That's
I was like,
so
why do you
funny.
Have that? He's like, they still had them on sale.
Yeah, yeah. Because they're like 10
why
bucks,
not?
I think. They're like 10 bucks now.
You guys want to know? Okay.
Not even. I think they're $5 now.
How many songs do you think is on this soundtrack?
I'm sure Steve Carell
20?
Made a whole
44 fucking songs on this soundtrack.
Yeah, Pharrell went to work.
Yeah. So, Heitor Pereira and Pharrell Williams, songs and themes, Pereira film score. So, between the two of them, there's 44 tracks on this.
Has Pharrell won anything for... I think
he has,
has, right?
Won an Oscar.
He has won not being at a Diddy party. That is what he's won.
That's
what you get.
But they did that scene together and get him to the Greek.
They did.
Who?
Pharrell and Diddy.
They did, eh?
Yeah,
maybe that's what,
like,
that's
you can't
what
wear the
it.
Pink shirt for the song. It's called I'm Gangster.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Pink Ain't Gangster.
That's right.
Pink Ain't Gangster.
How many Kookaroos do you have?
Do you know how many Air Jordans?
It's too bad. I really like that movie. But they're all... Yeah.
But they're all...
Yeah, they're all evil
bad,
in it now, I guess,
bad
eh? One's a born again, though.
Most of the production occurred during the pandemic.
It's funny.
For Despicable Me 4. That's crazy that they started in... 2017.
Well, it sounds like video games. Like, video games like Cyberpunk, they announced in, like, 2010.
Right.
Yeah.
Not even. I think it was, like, 2008.
Yeah.
And then it came out in, like, 2020.
Yeah,
it was ridiculous. It was so stupid.
And this ain't a
Why even announce it?
Like, okay, here's Chloe Fineman.
Oh, yeah, I hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, it is totally
yeah.
So
yeah,
I'll go
yeah,
over
yeah.
and say you.
Because she said all they did was show her a picture of, like, she didn't even know Stephen Colbert was going to be the voice. She's just like, this is your husband. Do a voice based on that. And she's like, okay.
But think how much money they would save. And, I mean, pay voice actors. But think how much money they would save if they just hired voice actors instead of
Yeah, well, and
celebrity.
Maybe the voice actors could get paid a little bit more.
That's what I'm
because,
saying.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What world do you live in where they're like, hey, let's get them cheaper and pay them more?
But isn't that what AI
no,
is?
No, we're saying
no.
Let's
call let's replace
and,
them.
Yeah, I guess and make it free. Yeah.
But they've decided to get mega celebrities for kids movies.
Yeah.
And spend way more
That's,
money than they have.
I know,
to,
man. I hear
4-year no
olds saying Kristen Wiig all the time.
No, you don't.
They're like, "Mama, put on Bridesmaids."
Mama.
I
Mama,
hear.
Put
hey,
on Bridesmaids.
Listen.
You're two.
My friend's kids are quoting Steve Carell from The Office all the time. Like they
say that's what she said.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, do you like The Office?
No, I mean, Jimmy, you have a very good point, and I agree with you on that. Like, Gru's voice could be done by somebody who wants to do a voice versus him being
someone
like,
whose
I'm...
Someone job it is to come
well, it's
up
like,
with...
Yeah,
it's not... Steve Carell is an actor, and then you go and pay him, to, and it's like... It's
and you're
the
paying him a lot.
It's the seedy side of Hollywood where it's like, okay, you're going to take up all the oxygen.
Well, it's like, what's it called? Lilo and Stitch. So Lilo and Stitch, the original animated... The voice of Stitch, which is hilarious to think because it's just like,
hey, what is that?
It was the writer. It was the Vin writer, Diesel. And for the new live-action one, they just brought him back. Because, why not? Why but it's you? One of those things where I find that funny, because I'm like, how come back then they weren't like, Vin Diesel for let's get a huge name it's to say thing. Gobbledygook, right? But now they would do that.
He doesn't
now
even
they
say
would
gobbledygook. He just says Groot.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, right, right.
He,
right.
You use two syllables.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, he at least says a word. But, that's like, Stitch says do. Nothing until near the end he starts saying real words, right? So it's just funny that even Disney was like, we'll get the original guy to come back and do Stitch. We're not going to get Vin Diesel. You know who would make a ton of money from being voice acting, I think, would be Arnold. When Arnold found out the Terminator 2, he only had like 40 words. He was like, okay, I want to get paid per word. And that that ended up being like $5 million, like something stupid at that time, right?
Get out of there. Do we know who this guy in the green is in the movie?
So he's a mosquito man.
That is Maxine?
I think this is the bad guy. Even though Gru's the bad
guy. Is it Will Ferrell that does the... I think Will Ferrell does this voice.
Will Ferrell is Maxime Le Mal, which I believe is this guy.
I'm assuming.
They should just show Monday Night Raw here.
Let's hear it.
That's 100% Will Ferrell.
This guy.
This guy.
Not this guy. Not Joe Cashier. That guy.
Yeah, that's Will Ferrell.
Whoa.
He's making fun of a... So this is another funny thing. Gru has an obnoxious accent. Will Ferrell is now doing a really obnoxious French accent. I think you're right about the Bond thing, where they're making that part of the character.
Right? Yeah.
Whoever takes
point,
on has to be like, okay, now you're going to be in the fourth one. It's a French villain.
All right, money,
let's get someone to be really crazy. In this one, it'll be
right,
a German
money,
one.
Petty.
Yeah.
Who's M?
Money Panay.
Stupid.
Oh, wow. So they're both cockroaches.
No, he has a gun that does that.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, they always have ray guns, I've noticed. They always got a ray gun for something.
You know why? Because a ray gun can do anything.
Yeah, it really can. And it's kids' imagination.
Except breakdance.
And
you know what's
bring
scarier?
Your parents back, kid.
Do you guys miss my fucking... Did you catch my joke? Ray gun? The girl?
Oh, wow.
The breakdancer?
Nuance.
Oh, God.
Okay. Almost topical.
We got to give Mike an award for that. He actually broke all of us because that's
crying.
How good it was. Yeah.
He's crying.
Okay, we got to take Ray Gun in that because I think she needs
have
it.
Have we confirmed this child's name? The one I keep calling Boo?
No,
it's Boo 2.
Boo 2.
Boo-boo. Boo-boo.
It's Boo-boo.
Boo-boo. This is the longest movie ever made, I think.
You think this is a long animated movie? I think
it's insane.
What is it, 90 minutes probably?
Oh, God, I hope.
I really hope so, too. I need a burger. But no, voice recording took place during the pandemic.
And so maybe that's why they couldn't see each other.
Oh, so I see.
Okay.
Because they weren't even allowed to be
that's
in
the probably for the best.
Yeah. You know what's interesting, actually? Voice recording would have been probably one of the safest things to do during COVID because you're in a booth.
Yeah, no kidding.
They sanitize the shit out of it, and you don't really have to see anyone because you're behind glass. You know what I mean? Like,
well, if you listen to our episode with Darren Frost in the Fort Garry Hotel,
plug,
you'd know that everybody was making home recording studios.
They had to.
But now
which
it's,
is sweet.
But now he said it's the thing. It's like, why would I go to a studio when I can do
send
this
it in
at home?
And do it in my comfort.
Yeah.
Right, I can do it in my... I can
well,
do it
even,
naked. I don't
even
care.
Our editing software, like the software Mike and I use, it has features that clean up the audio really good.
Really?
Like it's not just a gimmick,
really
it actually does it
there.
Really well. So
you can send it to them and they can edit it there.
Well, and imagine again, looking at studios making money and trying to do it cheap, how much cheaper it is that you don't need a sound engineer to individually take everyone's audio and clean it up and blah, 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 right? Like,
damn.
But would you go to a movie with a no-name voice actor?
Yeah, of course. We did that when we were kids all the time.
Yeah, like sometimes one of my favorite things.
Robin Williams was in Fern Gully.
Like
yeah,
I didn't.
You didn't go see Fern Gully because Robin Williams.
Yeah,
was
like
there.
I didn't go see Shrek because
I went to. I certainly did. I saw Good Morning Vietnam
if
at
you
a young age and went.
I. What I'm saying is,
I love that not even Mrs. Doubtfire saw Good Morning Vietnam. And
there's
you know,
no kid under 16 that went to see Fern Gully because Robin.
Mike went to Shrek for Cameron Diaz. I know
I
that
did.
For a fact.
Well, like, I didn't care that Mike Myers was doing... I liked Mike Myers. I liked Austin Powers, but I didn't care that he was doing the voice. I liked that the movie looked cool.
Right. But if you knew Cameron Diaz was in it, you definitely would have showed up even more.
But showing up to a movie
I think
where
I was
Cameron...
Five.
Mike was like, you know, I just watched Vanilla Sky, and I was really into Cameron Diaz at the time, so Shrek.
No, dude. The Mask. The Mask is where it all started.
No. It's,
we all know that.
Oh, what's the one with Matt Damon?
Matt Dillon.
Something about Mary.
There we go. We got there together.
Yeah, that's a great
effort.
No, it's 7-minute abs.
I mean, no
what
one's gonna
talking
tell
about
me what I.
6-minute abs. Are you crazy? But you know that they developed the super-powered minions. All, they tried to do it all the way back in 2, but it didn't fly, and now they've got them.
Okay. Oh, because Marvel said no.
Yeah, that might have been...
it was
well,
too early.
It's either us or DC. Sorry, guys.
A concept of super-powered minions was developed but ultimately shelved. The idea resurfaced later in Despicable Me 4.
That's funny.
So, yeah.
Where'd you get these facts?
I Googled... Trivia,
Steve Carroll.
So these may or may not be true.
Yeah, I mean,
but it's kind of like our trivia nights.
Yeah. Hey, listen, these are a lot of these.
Right, though.
A lot of these are cited from the Wikipedia page of all the movies. So,
like, yeah, maybe I just make things up and bring them.
You
to
know
trivia.
What's really funny is Matt Stone, Trey Parker were at Comic-Con, and they basically got asked the question, "What do you guys do because the show's been going on so long?" When you want to do a callback to season 2 or 3,
right.
Do you guys have like an encyclopedia? And he's like, "You guys are. We just literally go to the South Park Wikipedia page,
and it's like
we look up what we want, and then we're like,
dad
oh right, this is this kid's dad.
What does he do for work?
How funny is that?" And they were dead serious, and I know they're telling the truth. Yeah, isn't that so funny?
Imagine how that makes the fans feel too.
Yeah. And they just got a cool Bill 5.
That's why he said he was like, "It's really you guys, so don't stop doing that."
But they couldn't afford to pay Stephen Colbert any money. Yeah, right.
That's why they're making more of an effort to make fun of Trump and everything, because that was part of the deal, was like, "Hey guys, like, go easy," and they're like, "No, like, we signed it already.
Well,
like, we agreed to it already." Yeah, and
that's too late.
You're streaming. You can't restrain us. Like, Comedy Central.
That's the great thing about animation, is you can push that envelope. All the
and South Park's been doing it since the first episode.
Yeah.
And what was funny was in the movie,
I ain't got no problem.
They always had a doc. They always made fun of doctors because of ER, and it was 97 when it started, so it made sense. But they actually got George Clooney
to do the
voice the doctor in the movie. Like, that's when I knew, like, they were doing something great, because every episode still starts with, "None of these are the real celebrities,"
and they're
impersonated
poorly.
Right.
Well,
right.
Guys, here, I'm gonna shock you for a second. I told this to you the other day, but I'll say it on the air now. I am in love with King of the Hill.
Yeah, it's so good. Mike
Did
Judge
you watch
is unreal.
It when it came, like, the old ones?
Fuck no.
Yeah, I used to watch the old ones.
Because he wasn't an animation guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't, but Shauna loves it, and
it's,
I was like,
it's one of the greatest animated shows I've made.
I really
tell you what.
Have you been watching
Damn
the
it,
old
Bobby.
Ones?
I mean, I want to go back, but
you got
it, dude.
Man.
It's so good.
Watching the new ones without watching the old ones.
One of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, but I found out that nobody knew they went to Saudi Arabia, so it doesn't matter.
No, all of this is brand new.
One of my favorite episodes is when he builds Lady Bird a house, and it's so good that
Bobby starts
living
in
it. Bobby, you can't live in the house.
You gotta let your boy out for the night,
Bobby.
Yeah, you gotta let your boy out.
Like. I was on the floor laughing.
So good.
In the new episode where Bobby's trying to get charcoal for
that's right. You
but
can't
he's,
do
but
that.
He tells Dad, he's like, "I'm not going propane."
Yeah.
That was an episode in the old ones too.
Yeah.
Where him and Peggy start making burgers on charcoal grill and they're trying to hide it from Hank, but he can smell it.
I'm like,
we're sorry.
I just watched the
propane
where Hank's afraid to admit that while he was in Saudi Arabia, he became a soccer fan.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
So
because it was the only thing for him to watch.
It was, he's like, I can't admit that I like soccer.
And he starts reffing.
Reffing. And he comes home and Peggy's in the guys dressed like refs.
Oh, man.
Like, it's just so ridiculous.
Another classic King of the Hill. Hank decides to make coffins for him and Peggy because they're so expensive.
There's a corner gas episode, too.
And he makes them so good that they start sleeping in the mic because they're so comfortable. And, like, and Peggy thinks he's crazy. And then he's like, "I made one for you. Try it out." And then when she gets in it, she's like, "Oh my word, what is this?" And she's feeling the material and everything. And they start sleeping in them.
Of course he would make it good.
Yeah.
Hank's going to make it the best
way. Yeah, he's
going
to make it the best, absolute.
Hank,
that's his thing.
Hank just brings joy to my heart. And you know why? I think I like it. I like it now because I like a character who feels out of place.
Yeah.
And because the world has gone by and he's been in Saudi Arabia for so long, he's come back and Texas is different. I think that's funny.
But he's not like
hilarious because he's a fish out of water.
He's not like angry or like offensive about it. He's just very much like, how did this happen? He's trying to figure it out, right? Yeah.
Back to movie for 1 second. What's happening? Is anybody paying attention?
Yeah, so the bad guy...
Oh, they're super minions now.
Yeah,
look,
the super minions
are
now...
We're definitely in the third act.
They're Fantastic Four.
No, they've been super the whole time.
Oh.
We missed the whole training montage and everything.
So they're the Fantastic Four, essentially,
song?
Is what I'm getting.
Yes.
And they're now protecting people.
See, like,
is Galactus in them?
I honestly am not here because it's because of anybody else but these guys. Like, this is...
I'm huge on Minions.
I see.
I have all the Minion toys at my desk at work from McDonald's.
You're a weird man.
I am, but hey, you ask for a Happy Meal if you're willing to pay for it.
You guys making more of those Minions?
I learned if you go and you ask for the specific toy, they will give you the opposite.
Yes.
They don't like to take orders.
Because they have the tiny McDonald's there right now. And so can you go get me one the next time you go? And I was like, well, I go all the time. And I asked her for one, and she gave me the little plastic McDonald's bag.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, this isn't even a toy.
Well, they're trying to push the Shania Twain keychain on me now.
I don't want that.
Do you know what?
Shit.
I'm just realizing the minion with the one lens.
Yeah.
Is he Cyclops?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's really fun. And the other one's obviously
James Marsden.
Thing.
Jean Grey.
But like they're mixing.
Yeah,
they're mixing.
There's a Mr. Fantastic in there too.
Yeah. And one is invisible, I think.
Man, can you imagine how much groveling they had to do to get it this close?
The best
invisibility. Like, this is not same company shit. This is
Well,
this
and that's
is going
why I
kind of
like it, because they see legally what they can't do, and then they're like, hey, we won't do any of that, but we'll make it as close as we can without getting in trouble. It's great.
But this is like, okay, you're definitely taking, because it's Cyclops and a beam shoots out of his eyes, you're not adjacent. You are spot on.
Could be one-eyed Superman. Beams.
Yeah.
Yeah, but one-eyed Superman doesn't
good
exist.
Eye.
So it's only based on what exists.
Not yet, Michael.
Well, I don't.
Yeah, they don't own beams.
It's true. They don't own rain guns. So we know that.
That's right.
Star Wars does.
Australia does.
Yeah, Australia does, right.
Do you think Despicable Me could do a crossover with anybody?
What else is under Illumination?
What else? Yeah, who could they? Charles?
Bad guys? Is that under Illumination?
I think you're right. It is. No, I think the bad guys is DreamWorks.
Bad guys is DreamWorks.
But that's
Illumination.
Oh, so anything DreamWorks.
Because I think Illumination owns.
That's Shrek 2, then, right? That's also Puss in Boots.
They're coming out of Shrek 5.
What does Illumination own?
Siri?
Me.
Let's see.
Slow bitch.
Illumination Company. Despicable Me. Oh, okay. Despicable Me, Minions, The Secret Life of Pets, and the Sing franchises. They also did Dr. Seuss, The Lorax, and the Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas with Benedict 100% Cumberbatch.
100% it looks like they did.
Yeah, and Pharrell did the music for all of them, I believe.
Wow. That's insane.
Yeah.
You want 72 tracks? I can give it to you.
You know what's funny? Out of all of that, I think what pisses Disney off the most is the fact that Pharrell does music with them and not with Disney. I'm sure that inks them a little bit.
Does Disney still do the live band kind of thing for movies?
They still do a studio recording, like a John Williams.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Yeah,
Symphony.
I think so.
Yeah, it's
because he did it. I know John Williams re-recorded the Indiana Jones theme song, and he did that. But I wonder if they make that exception for someone like him versus as everyone. Pharrell seems like he'd be the type to do that because he likes the.
But
he goes like for authenticity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He
like
made
compose. Like
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Too,
really?
He did all the music for Hidden Figures, like all the instrument, everything.
Yeah,
he
really
did all
talented.
That. Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
And
I didn't
know. You
know
what?
That.
He did win an Oscar for that. That's what he won his Oscar for. Was the music for Hidden Figures.
He wrote a lot of a lot of famous pop songs in the early 2000s too.
I'm just happy now.
Like, there it is.
I think he wrote that CeeLo Green song.
Oh, the
Fuck You.
Yeah. I think he helped write that album.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah.
He wrote a lot of famous pop songs.
Pharrell also has a side band called NERD, and they are awesome. Well, he hasn't made music with them in a while, but they are great.
That was where
too.
He came from.
Yeah, that's where he started.
In the club.
It was that and the Clips that he would partner with. That's where those were like his babies.
Do you remember when he did the 24-hour music video after he did Happy?
Yeah.
It was constantly streaming for months.
Yeah.
And it would just, it just kept growing because people would take a clip and he would add to it and it would keep streaming over and over and over again.
Oh, they're doing like an Entrapment.
They're totally doing a Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. This might be the longest movie ever made.
Yeah, I think this is one of the longest movies
ever. You guys think this is long? Okay, we're at an hour right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh my, I thought this passed the Snyder Cut already.
You guys want to watch SmackDown?
Is that what's on tonight? Yeah. Oh, man.
It's Friday night, baby.
Is there any big,
I can't remember how Raw ended.
Ended Raw, Jimmy.
I can't remember how Raw ended, so I don't remember what they set up for SmackDown. I miss when it was two separate shows.
I want to see
Nikki
Bella
crosses over
and Becky Lynch.
I want
fight for that title.
You might get something.
I hope so.
I want a minion to be a wrestler.
Shut up.
Which wrestler which? Would best captivate the minion, do you think, other than what's-his-face?
L.A. Knight.
I think...
L.A. Knight! That would be great.
I was going to say Mankind versus Minion.
Mankind becomes Minion.
Mankind becomes Minion.
Yeah. So it seems like the kids are helping Gru do his mischief now. That's nice. Family, right?
Are they? They're, it looks like they're trying to break into somebody's...
Grandma.
I was going to say secret lair, it looks like. Oh.
Aw, there's a doggy now. Or is that a skunk?
Skunk.
What is that? That's a skunk.
That's a Pepe Le Pew.
Everyone should have a guard skunk, I think.
That whoever that robot is on the other side of the desk definitely looks like Mozart or Bram Stoker.
Do these guys do Ice Age as well?
Maybe. No.
It kind of looks like Ice Age animation a little bit. Ray Romano.
And Dennis Leary.
Yeah.
Who does Illumina? Who does
That's Ice DreamWorks, Age? I'm pretty
That's
sure.
That's gotta be DreamWorks.
Bring your phone up. I think they own Illumination, but they like, because it says DreamWorks and Illumination, but it says that they're both owned by the same, right?
Owned by the same asshole.
So
the,
yes. Let's see here.
I think, what do you think,
80
minutes?
Who makes the Ice
hour
Age
and 20 minutes?
Movies?
You're hoping for an hour and 20?
I mean, we're on hour 4, I think, because it's 4, right? Despicable Me 4.
Yeah, this is an hour 4.
The Ice Age
I meant this movie, not the
series. Were produced by Blue Sky Studios and 20th Century Animation. With distribution by 20th Century Fox, so it's Disney now.
Wow.
Yeah. Out of all of the writers that you think would be writing on this show, out of the famous writers that we love, we all love this show that this writer writes on, also wrote on this.
Is it a Ted Lasso writer? Is it Goldstein?
No, but it is a premier television series. It is on HBO. Oh. It has got 2 seasons.
Oh, is it the
seasons,
Game of Thrones
so
writers?
Is it Hacks?
It's not Hacks.
The Game of Thrones writers.
It is Mike fucking White.
Get out of here. He wrote these?
He helped.
That's
he
funny.
Yeah, way.
That's why someone dies at the end of every, like, that's the ending of every Despicable Me. Someone
but
gets
no,
brutally murdered.
But how does he have no Coolidge in this, then?
He was approached to...
Coolidge was Gru
on,
originally, and they
wrote
didn't like the voice for
he wrote on
Jennifer
Migration.
Coolidge.
And he brought the bold idea, Gru's family entering a sort of witness protection scenario to keep audiences empathetic.
Wow.
I never would have guessed
Gru.
That.
I'm
Gru. Never would have guessed that
I know,
in a million years.
Right?
Great trivia, Mike.
Can you do your Jennifer Coolidge's Gru?
Wow. Wow, bad things.
Bad things.
I'm Stifler's mom.
The longtime voice actor of Russell Brand, Dr. Nefario, was quietly replaced by Ramesh Ranganathan.
Oh, jeez, the minions have superpowers.
That's amazing.
There it is.
That's amazing.
There it is.
So I guess they removed Dr. Nefario right out of...
That's right, because Dr. Nefario was one of the first villains.
I think he was in 2.
Wow, and that's when Russell Brand was like every... Like,
well, everyone knew he was a
the
piece.
Cream of the crop.
Yeah. You know, Charles, this minion's a real dumbass.
That's really good.
Thank you.
Guys, we just went through the entire climactic action sequence, and now it's like there's a Lord of the Rings style ending happening where there's
Wait,
more
this
than
is
one
the
ending.
End? I think this is part 4 of 8.
4 of 8 endings?
The intermission's
coming.
Well,
I'm just saying, we're like, we're at... this weird tennis match at the end of the movie with the minions.
This movie's so long.
After they just got into a giant fight.
How do kids actually watch this?
This might be the longest animated
well,
movie ever.
They don't. Yeah,
they
you're
don't.
Right.
You know how kids watch movies. They don't.
I don't think there's a single kid
okay,
here
this
truly
is
paying attention
this
to
this.
See, when we were kids and we watched movies, we didn't have a thing to distract us the whole time.
No, we didn't.
So
the movie was the distraction.
The
yeah, the
exactly.
movie was the distraction.
Oh, my life?
Well, this is smart. Now everyone gets popcorn. Yeah, there you go.
That's pretty great.
That's actually sweet.
I think we have.
Oh, they domesticated the skunk.
That's
awesome.
Adorable.
People do that. You can remove the stink glands, apparently. I mean, I don't know why you would do that. It's a wild animal.
They must be pretty cute if they like popcorn.
My mother, as a child, had a pet skunk.
Get out of here.
At the cabin.
So you weren't allowed Simpsons, but you had
on.
A skunk.
Well, I wasn't alive then. So.
Was it just
a
skunk
a cabin.
That roamed
she
around
was a
the
child.
Cabin?
Yeah, so the skunk owned the cabin.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
It was the skunk's world, and they were just living in it. So.
I think she just had a skunk.
Yeah, we don't want to piss it off, so we're just letting it stay here.
Because we had that too, Mike, but he just sprayed us. He wasn't a family...
Skunk. He wasn't family oriented.
It was trapped. It was domesticated,
this
and its glands were
cute,
removed.
Though.
Okay, it
so
was a pet.
It was a pet.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
this one seems
back
cute.
Then too.
Oh, this is definitely isn't over because old lady now
that's
showed
what
up.
I'm, yeah, like
yeah. I'm telling you, there's at least another hour left to go.
There can't be. Like, I need food.
This is Deer Hunter.
This is Deer Hunter.
This is their Deer Hunter, Mike.
Is this Godfather Coda?
Yeah. This is actually Gru from the future.
Gru's life.
Yeah.
You know, I put on Deer Hunter at a party when I was 19.
Oh, you must have dropped the vibe hard.
Well, I was like, you guys haven't seen this? Like, it's one of the best movies ever made.
You guys don't like Vietnam?
And they hate, just the opening
scene. You don't put
that
on at a party.
It's like 15 minutes of him just driving in a car.
Right.
It and they're like, when is something going
to
happen?
It's definitely not a party movie, but I love that you were like, you guys need to witness a masterpiece.
You guys haven't
like,
seen this? Well, you know.
What is happening in this movie? I mean, I know we're not paying attention to it.
So apparently
like,
the Minions have a corporation that they work at?
That's what I'm saying. Like
Minion Co.
We're jumping from a scene where there's
SpaceX.
A story happening.
This is SpaceX.
To just Minions being fucking idiots.
This is the day Elon took over Twitter and made it X. That's what's happening here. I don't even know where they are. I thought this guy was the principal of
the
school.
We're getting two big action sequences out of this animated.
Oh, Minion.
That looks like
Minion.
The Mario M.
I agree.
You caught that?
It's
yeah,
Minion
no, I don't
time.
Disagree with you there.
Oh, but the Fantastic Four at a beach.
That's how he summons
so
them.
That's right. That's right.
Are
who,
they
has
wearing...
a, who has a cone head in the Fantastic Four?
Well, they're wearing...
A thing, kind of.
Well, there is a thing. He's a giant round...
He's making cheese.
Oh, that's smart.
In the Swiss Alps.
He's Swissing the cheese up.
Yeah.
In the Swiss Alps.
Oh, that's how the holes in the cheese are. That's really funny. Oh,
would
now
you,
he's,
let's
oh, cool.
say you're a
that's
young
cool.
man yep. again, Michael.
Okay.
Would you do the cheese, like the hill cheese roll that they do in Scotland?
Oh, no.
Or Ireland?
No. I
know.
That is, I would love to watch it in person. I could never participate
I'd love
in
to try.
Like that. No, I would
I,
die.
Dude,
I would
I,
die.
I don't. I have one Achilles. Like, I'm not...
Well, let's say you're a perfectly
okay,
healthy
back,
man again.
No, because then I'd have one Achilles.
That's how he would lose both Achilles.
Nobody runs downhill proper. Like, it's...
I, you know
that
what
would
I
be
always
the
say?
Funniest story, though. Like, you break both your legs, and they're like, what happened? You're like, oh,
I was
running after
the cheese wheel.
Yeah.
But if you catch it, you're
see,
a
see, that's thing.
Yeah,
that's
you
thing.
Live
Charles,
forever.
That's thing
you
right
live
there.
Forever.
Thing in the luau.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
luau. Who,
oh my
who
God!
Skirt?
They're still just summoning them. Like they're not all summoned yet,
right?
This Take is too time. Long.
Like there's.
I hope Disney's taking notes. Like X-Men shouldn't be this long.
I'm sorry. Like I mean, I know we're half watching this shit. Like I said, but it's not even easy to half like to follow half watching.
I don't know what this lady's deal is. So she's trying to steal other kids,
and
now?
She's in a wheelchair.
I just miss.
And they're fighting in their tennis.
I wish this was Incredibles.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
yeah.
I don't think they have to play new. Animated movies for kids here.
No.
They can play old stuff and people will still
play.
Oh,
but you
know what?
For sure.
Where they get them from, the cost of is the same no matter what.
No, you're right. So,
so
you might as well
like,
get the new
might
thing.
As well get the new new.
Okay, so you're right.
Yeah.
The new new.
That's stupid. Because why wouldn't getting...
Yeah, because like...
Why wouldn't getting Little Mermaid be easier?
No, but they didn't do that. Didn't they have Eternals last year? And that movie was like a COVID movie.
That was a year before, I think, because yeah. that was when we did two.
Did we even stay to finish it?
We did.
That's
we
did. The long. That's the longest movie ever made.
That was a
that's
long
even longer than
night.
This one.
Okay, we're at an hour. We're almost at an hour 15.
And
no,
there's
we're,
what,
but
like
we're not
three hours left?
Well, I mean, technically it's probably an hour and a half.
Oh, cool. So Doc Ock's here now.
The Logan Paul parts of wrestling go by faster than
Oh, that's great. And, you know, I don't know. I'd say this is the Logan Paul of anime.
Anime. You're making fun of me.
Anime, this movie end.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, he lost.
Anime,
he just lost his baby. Now we've got a five.
What do you mean there's going to be another climax?
No. This is the next hour. He's got to get it back before the end of the movie.
They did a climax already. You don't get another one.
Well, unless you're...
But it's Illumination.
Unless you ask nicely.
Oh, my God. So Will Ferrell, this French Will Ferrell stole this English baby.
I haven't seen anyone interact with him from the main cast.
No, neither have I. And you've Look, watched not even a third of this movie, and you haven't seen it. So, like, what does that say?
True.
Do you guys want to know how many VFX artists it takes to make this?
200.
400.
Three
oh,
AI.
400, actually.
Three AI and one man.
Despicable Me 2 originally cast Al Pacino as El Macho, which none
what?
Of us know. But over creative
like
disagreements.
Al Pacino from
hang
Jack
on,
and Jill?
Hang on. Al Pacino from Dunkachino. but El Macho. But left over creative disagreements, replaced by Benjamin Bratt. What did Al Pacino say was a creative difference in this movie?
I think it should be on cocaine. Just starts Hoo-ah! Yelling that every time. Yeah.
All the way up.
Yep.
If he's not on cocaine, no way. That's a nightmare for this guy.
I should say, sorry, 400 for Despicable Me 2 is how many. So they amped up from the original.
Yeah.
So the first one was 100 artists. The second one was 400 artists.
And the first one took 33 years to make.
Yes. I believe it was.
They had to bring Steve Carell back because when he originally did the voice, he was a teenager. What? And then he obviously aged. So they had to redo all the audio with Gru's voice now.
Isn't one of these movies a prequel?
Minions.
Minions, Minions probably is their prequel. Backstory.
Is this guy a cockroach or he just has like a cockroach suit?
I think he's a cockroach man.
Oh, yeah, he's turning into. I see. So this is more Men in Black 3 than anything now.
Huh. Yeah, kind of is.
Yeah, like they're on a crane and everything. Yeah.
A throwback, though, a little bit of tribute to your point, Charles.
Listen, Slick.
Out of all of the voices, there were 899 distinct voices that were used throughout the creation.
So there's
got
to be character actors
that they got Steve Carell to do. They got him to do 899 different voices.
There has to be one character actor, or not character actor.
It's Alan Tudyk. Alan Tudyk did it all.
There's this one pie gag that we didn't pay attention to.
Michael loves a pie gag.
And
you love a good pie.
They animated it over 900 different ways before they actually got it right.
Seems
pie?
They ran a pie sequence, like a pie in the face sequence, which I believe was the one that Will Ferrell's character took in the beginning, where a pie lands and then the pan went over his face and formed.
I see.
That may have, that they say it took 900 times.
We used 900 different pies.
Mel Blanc could do it.
And then we realized it was just a pie.
In one take.
Yeah, fucking
Gallagher. Cunt. Gallagher would have done it.
Gallagher. But it just goes to show you the like level of attention and detail that goes into making them.
Yeah.
They all look great. Even if they're not great movies, even if they're taking way too long, they all look good.
That's why they always manage to be nominated at least at something, right? Well, visual or whatnot.
I do like that they don't win.
Yes.
Like, I love that Flo still beat them.
Yeah, Flo deserves. I'm sorry.
One
a
man.
A free program, too. Like, that's crazy.
One man beat
but if
you.
Anybody,
that's awesome.
If you learn anything about the animation award at the Oscars, they don't even want to give it to a tentpole animated movie. They want to give it to something that celebrates the art of animation.
Well, I think
not a cool animated movie.
I think
that's the idea.
I think that's the only category at the Oscars, that and maybe costuming, that's like doesn't have this political agenda. It's
Agreed.
Straight up based on what is the best. What is
Spider-Verse
the most
fun? Yeah.
You know
when
what I mean?
Spider-Verse won and then lost the next year. That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I agree.
You didn't come up with anything new. It's not best animated
movie.
It's
also like you guys won already.
You guys won.
Like. And good.
You want to know
for you.
Guys,
Boy in the Heron was
guys,
a fantastic movie, an original idea.
I think we just won because I think this movie's about to be over.
Is it?
Yeah. We're all winners today.
Because you got the baby back. Baby back.
Go see Despicable Me 4. It's great. Kids, you'll love it.
You'll
adults,
love it. Adults, you'll
you know,
do what we did.
Don't
we'll just talk throughout the entire thing.
Put on Superman instead.
I mean, we're going to be watching Thunderbolts next. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
These two have.
Yeah.
You ready for this thunder?
I mean, I've mostly watched every clip that has come across my threads. Well, because that's what the day.
I hate
people, man.
Yeah, the fact that people are even posting spoilers for like weapons,
and then the people
is driving me
and the people
nuts.
I have tried so hard to avoid those spoilers.
I've managed to, but I hate how much it's because you know what it is. IGN and these other places are doing it because in their brain they're like, okay, it's the Sunday after it came out. If you didn't watch it, then it's your problem. And then they start saying things
right.
like,
if you're in the industry,
it's
you should
stupid.
Not do that.
Dude, it's stupid. To me, it was always give it 4 weeks. You give it 4 weeks, you give
Look,
it a solid
it's
month.
Theater
hey,
run.
Yes.
Boo Boo got her goat puppy back.
Oh, a unicorn. She's got a unicorn goat.
No, it's a goat.
It is a goat.
But it's a goat with one horn.
You're so right. Like, you got to at least give it its movie run.
Give
and
it a chance.
People underneath defending
it's,
it.
It's like the same thing as, like, when a book comes out, you would be ridiculous after 2 days to be like, here's all the spoilers. It's your fault.
Well, who's reading
if you
a book
didn't
in 2 days?
That's what I'm saying. Other than Harry Potter.
Did it work?
Like, yeah.
I shouldn't have to mute all these words.
Yeah. I agree.
On my thread so I don't see.
Part of the reason why
really
I rushed.
That?
Yeah.
Part of the reason
that's
why
that's the only way to avoid them if you really want to.
If you really want, like I do that for video game stuff too, because like
Superman,
I don't, yeah,
I just
yeah,
didn't
yeah.
want to know anything.
The part of the reason why I went and saw Fantastic Four right away was just because I'm like, I kind of had a feeling they were going to do something Doctor Doom related, and I still want to be surprised by that stuff. I knew I was going to see it, but I don't want to be spoiled by these things,
let me find out on my own.
Guys, it's Batman. Look, it's the end of the movie. They're in a jail cell having a conversation.
He kind of does look like Joker. He looks like Riddler and Joker.
This is you got some Professor X and Magneto vibes too here.
No.
Yeah.
He's even freaking out.
No, sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu. Well.
You're gonna win.
I want to give a shout out to Cineboy and Park for upping their sound system game.
It does sound really good.
We've had no glitches on the screen. Remember, there was that 1 year.
We definitely are gonna get shut down on YouTube
because the whole movie is playing behind us.
Yeah.
Who wants to rule?
Oh, so he got conned into doing a karaoke bit at the end of the movie in prison.
That's fun. You know what? Prison seems fun.
Prison.
Ricky loves prison. He talks about it all the time, and it's starting to get me into it.
It's a mixed prison, too.
That's nice. Progressive.
Oh, look who it is. It's everybody
else.
Oh,
yeah. And that guy there is Jason Jason Segel. Was the villain in the first one.
Well, the minions are there to break him
out. Oh, yeah. That's what he always says.
So how many of these things does he have?
Oh,
hundreds?
It's endless. It's more than Oompa Loompas. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, because
the minions is basically, you find out, like kind of like Oompa Loompas, they're on, from an island. And they just populate this island.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I like that in this world, they're not worried about inmates banging. Because, you know, they just have them all there. Like, if you're bad, you go to the same place.
You should be worried about the minions.
That's what you think of in a children's animated movie prison.
Well,
scene.
I've never seen a prison.
Hey, they're not banging. Good.
I've never seen a prison with this.
Oh, look, they're watching. Oh.
I've never seen a mixed prison before, Mike.
Well, listener, this has been another.
Oh, no, Mike, there's another hour. Hold
on. I am cutting this. I am good. This wasn't even a movie that
I need to know what happens to Stephen Colbert's character.
It's just a big sing song.
Is he still the neighbor?
Do you think they'll do a five?
Yeah, of course.
Dude, money.
They announced it in 2016 that they were doing a five.
Charles,
so.
look, it's an end credit.
Here we go.
It's not even a credit. It's just a
Cyclops. Oh, it was all a dream.
Oh,
the whole thing was a dream.
He's trapped under the stairs.
Like
he was all a dream.
He shot JR.
Do you make a Dallas reference?
Yeah, I did.
2025.
Trying to bring it back, actually.
That's wild.
Where's JR?
Ask Maggie.
Do kids know about JR?
You know more
know.
People die from falling vending machines every year than shark attacks?
That's why there's a sign on the vending machine and
That's
not
right.
on the shark.
Ooh.
That's right, brother.
But now he just let out a shark.
He
there
just
it is.
Locked out. Oh,
barn door? What is it? Barn door. Protocol. That's what he says in Infinity War.
Barn door protocol.
And it locks everything down.
Oh, listener, we had a good time. Now, we're going to hang around here for a couple more minutes, and maybe some of these lovely kids who've been listening to us swear
all
night.
You got to talk to them. I don't want
to come over
them.
And give a review.
Yeah.
They don't
Written
even know
by
we're
Mike
here.
White.
I'll talk to my... Oh, yeah, it is.
Written
yeah.
by Mike White.
I'll talk to my nephews.
Michael told the truth.
I did. I wasn't pulling
I was waiting
shit.
For the White Lotus theme to come on at some point. Someone's having sex with my minion dad.
Yeah, because we didn't get to introduce the evening, no one knows we're here. So, listener, thank you for listening to another one of these lovely commentaries at Movies in the Park.
We've done it again.
We've done it again. This August, we were really busy. We usually try to do two, but we only did the one this year. That's fine.
We had to celebrate Michael's birth, so.
Yeah,
we did, and it was a great birthday.
It was great. We did movies in his backyard.
It was awesome. It's exactly what three movies
we watched Prometheus.
Yes, and Alien Covenant at the end.
We drank, we smoked, we watched Prometheus and Alien Covenant. It was
It was erotic. It was a very erotic birthday.
It was.
It was only.
We taught each other how to play the flute.
Jazz flute, specifically.
He just had the part where she's ripping the alien out of her stomach on repeat.
All right, Charles, you blow, and I'll do the fingering.
Guys,
and
if you want to leave a voicemail in regards to any of the conversations we've had here today.
You've heard voicemails on our last episode.
You did.
Yeah.
You did. So we'd love to hear your opinion, what you thought of the Despicable Me series.
What's your pitch for Despicable Me 5?
What's your favorite childhood animated movie that you're still watching today? Should an animated movie other than Disney be turned into a live feature? Any of these things you can comment on. The voicemail link is in the show
notes.
Did
Ash catch them all?
Why didn't the minions stop 9/11?
And more.
They were in Spain. España.
España.
I've been...
That's my minion.
He really does
that's my
the
Spanish.
He does. He really likes that's my Spanish.
He really does like the minions. I think if we learned anything today,
we should bring Stephen Colbert back.
True, but if we learned anything today, it's that the confidence of a straight white man cannot be stopped.
It is true. It
People
is true.
Will just give you whatever you want.
If you
Mike
reach
almost,
you want.
Mike almost destroyed this movie for every kid out
there. He really did.
I was going to walk out and do a live set. Yeah, no,
she was so alarmed, though. She was like, you could tell after she gave you the mic, she was like, what did I just do?
Nobody stopped us.
Like, what if you just came out and you were like, OJ's innocent.
And
have fun,
like
you guys.
We aren't intimidated.
We're
going to
talk about all the funny scenarios that could have happened off air because there's a bunch of things that are flying through my head.
Save Putin.
I've been Michael.
God, Jimmy, yeah.
I'm a
Russian sympathizer.
I'm a French Wolf. I'm a Russian sympathizer. I'm a French Will Ferrell. Bon appetit.
Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Farewell and adieu to you, fair Spanish ladies.